Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Memorial Day is here and summertime is officially underway. Now, one of the first things I'm going to do is get my grill all cleaned up, replace a few old parts, and then get it fired up. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, when it comes to grilling, where there's fire, there isn't necessarily smoke. And that's a shame.
Yes. But, I mean, you're talking about smoking things.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, you know, that's obviously the rage these days. I can only probably point to 20 or 30 different smokers you can buy for your backyard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you have the luxury of space, I mean, maybe getting a smoker works. But there's a lot of techniques you can use that you don't actually have to buy a smoker.
And there's two things you can do. You can have the long-term, you know, a couple hours smoking something.
Right.
Or you're throwing a steak on the grill or a piece of fish, and it's going to be a very quick smoking.
Yeah, to make that difference. So cold smoking, smoke actually can be a preservative because of the nitrous it produces. So in a smokehouse, when we're, say, smoking salmon or bacon, we're doing that mostly as a preserving method in the old days, but we are very accustomed to enjoying the smoke flavor
right.
that comes with that process. If you're cooking a piece of fish or steak on the grill, there's no need to preserve it. It's fresh. We're cooking it. But to add a smokiness to it gives that little extra sort of kick that a lot of people enjoy.
Now, of course, we're going to be burning wood to get this. And there's a lot of different opinions on this, but there are quite a few different woods that you can use. Some of them are fruit wood, some of them are hardwoods, and there's mesquite.
Right.
Some people say smoke is smoke, and there's really not much difference. I really beg to differ.
Well, I mean, I could easily tell you if you smell a cigarette smoke
right.
or a cherry wood smoke, it's very different.
It's very different. And just think about the difference between apple wood smoked bacon
yeah.
and hickory smoked bacon.
Yeah.
A very distinct difference.
I think there is. And certainly, it's a fine line, not crazy, but, you know, I think getting the basic technique down and just using some smoke is a lot of fun.
Now, the thing I discovered is that there are all sorts of options out there. Where stores, you go on the web,
sure.
and they're cheap. It's really inexpensive. You can get 4 or 5 bags of different chips.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. Wood chips are cheap.
Yeah. And just a lot of fun to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You either get the chips, which burn relatively quickly,
mm-hmm.
or you can get the big blocks.
Right.
And it's up to you if you want to soak them or not.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be making a distinction, I would say that the fruit wood
mm-hmm.
probably has a lighter touch
yes.
than things like hickory and oak. And then there's mesquite, which I think is in kind of a class by itself.
It's a very intense smoke.
It is. It is very, very tasty, but you mm-hmm. don't want to use it for every single last thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Jerry, what are the best ways to kind of keep those chips and blocks
Well, again, the whole
properly?
Idea is to just generate smoke. So anytime mm-hmm. you throw something on the barbecue, before it ignites, it smokes. And oxygen is what makes things sort of ignite into flames. So they sell these great sort of variety of boxes that you can pack the chips into that kind of eliminate the exposure to oxygen
right.
and allow them to smoke longer before they actually combust. I think that's the best thing to do. And then the other thing is to get the maximum amount of time of smoke on the food. And so the dome on the Weber, covering it with aluminum foil, anything you can do. If you're trying to smoke something and there's smoke pouring out of the top thing, you're losing the whole idea. You want to try and keep it in as tight as you can. And so getting it to smoke and keeping it in is important.
We're going to put all these ideas
yeah.
for you on the website. Go out and try it. Get smoking, folks.
That's right.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.